It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf. The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welk, away back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, a very happy Wednesday morning from Maimonides Park in Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York. It's game 2 of 6 between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades, Subway Series High A edition on this Education Day. And we're so glad to have you on board. Welcome on into the broadcast alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones took care of business last night. 7-1 winners in this series opener. Brooklyn hit 3 home runs for the second straight day, dating back to Sunday's series finale against Bowling Green. All 6 of those home runs, the 3-3, coming from 6 different players. And yesterday, it was Wilfredo Lara, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Nick LaRusso who utilized the long ball to propel Brooklyn to victory. Jonah Tong was maybe as sharp as he's looked since joining the high A level. Tong went 6 2/3 en route to picking up the win, gave up only 4 hits, all while walking just 1 and striking out 8 batters. So Tong, starting out this series from a pitching standpoint, really splendidly for the Cyclones. And now today, another exciting name toes the slab, making his high A debut. It's the right-hander Cade Morris, who was recently called up from single-A St. Lucie. Morris now joins this Cyclones rotation, and the numbers for Morris, we'll give you his full numbers as we inch a little closer to first pitch here, but pretty darn good to say the least. Don't be fooled by an 0-3 record. A couple of tough luck losses, and is maybe coming off his best performance of the season, but he will go up against the Hudson Valley squad now that is in danger of dropping 4 in a row. Cyclones picking up their 3rd straight win. Hudson Valley dropping their 3rd straight in the series opener yesterday. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Renegades respond and if Morris can follow suit on Jonah Tong, who was really spectacular yesterday again through those 6 2/3. We'll move right along here with first pitch fastly approaching and get you tonight's starting lineups. Should say this morning's starting lineups. Here on this Education Day, we've got all sorts of students packing the house, both down the left field line, the right field line, what have you. A whole lot of students and teachers and spectators in general here at Maimonides Park ready to soak in this Education Day. And for what it's worth, maybe the first real home game for Brooklyn where you can feel like there's some summertime in the air. It is blue skies, hot in the sun, and we're ready to ring in the summer here on the...
It's time for baseball on this Wednesday morning. Justin Rock with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday morning. Cade Morris getting ready to make his first High A and South Atlantic League start for the Cyclones here today. And a right-hander off to a strong start this season. Morris standing at 6'3", 190 pounds. 21 years old from Reno, Nevada. Morris making his 8th appearance and 7th start of the year. His first 7-6 coming with single-A St. Lucie. Morris, 0-3 record, a 3.63 ERA. 34 hits, 34 2/3 innings, walked 11, struck out 38. And Morris, who joined the Cyclones earlier this week from Single-A St. Lucie, getting ready to make his High A debut here this morning. So Morris, the right-hander, just about ready to get this underway. Quick run-through of the Hudson Valley starting nine. DJ LeMahieu and your beat, Bibas, both getting the day off with the day game after the night game yesterday. Riggio, Serna, Rodriguez, the top third of the order. Hardman, Avina, Flores at the heart with Martin, Moylan, and Medina rounding out the Hudson Valley starting at nine. Right now here in Brooklyn, warm Wednesday morning here off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. Right now, 77 degrees, according to AccuWeather. And a fastball high, two balls and no strikes. Serna hitting at 257, seven homers, 26 RBIs. The 2-0, and a slider on the outside corner went through the glove of Oviedo, but a called strike regardless, and it's 2-1. Serna coming into play today has reached 19 consecutive games and top 10 in the league in RBI, extra base hits, runs, home runs, walks, and total bases. The 2-1, and a swing and a miss, looked like the changeup down and away. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, well, Cade Morris is going to keep us guessing as to what those pitches are, because he throws just about the kitchen sink as far as the arsenal. Very similar to Noah Hall, Justin, who, of course, is currently on the injured list. He's got a lot of pitches to choose from.
Well, both draftees by the Mets last year, the 2-2. And that burrowed in the dirt, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, the count full, yeah. The arsenal for Morris goes six deep. I don't even think you'd be able to fit all of them in a creative player in MLB The Show. Four-seam, two-seam fastball, a short slider, a sweep, a curveball, and a changeup. The payoff pitch and a dribbler up the third base line. It remains full 3-2. Righty from the windup, the payoff pitch, and he struck him out. Got him on an 86-mile-an-hour off-speed delivery down and away, but Cade Morris picks up his first strikeout with the Brooklyn Cyclones, and there's two down in the top of the first inning. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Two out for Jesus Rodriguez, who takes outside, and the count 1-0. Rodriguez, couple of doubles last night, hitting at 314, five homers and 20 RBIs. The 1-0, and Rodriguez takes low. Two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez coming into play today, second in the league in doubles. Also fourth in hits, fifth in batting average. Is this a broken bat fouled in the air? We'll head towards the right and out of play. And Rodriguez back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber. It's 2-1.
Now you might be hearing a lot of oohs and ahs whenever bat hits ball. Some of the crowd today might have a tendency to think anything in the air, Justin, might be a home run, but not the case. Got to be patient.
Maybe some fans trying to will some action into the ball game on this early Wednesday morning. Rodriguez back to the box. Morris coming off one of the best, if not the best, outing of his young pro career. Career high seven shutout innings against Palm Beach last Wednesday, as the pitch misses down and away. Three balls and a strike, five hits, no walk, struck out six. A career high 91 pitches. The 3-1. And it's a line drive left center field, and Rodriguez has a base hit. Suero over to cut it off. But Jesus Rodriguez will stop at first with a two-out single.
So now he has reached in 20 consecutive games. Rather, 15 consecutive games, I should say, dating back to the 3rd of May. And there's one on and two out for the designated hitter, Tyler Hardman.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Rodriguez. Pair of hits yesterday defensively. You can put him at third. You can put him in the outfield. He checks a lot of boxes for this Yankees org.
First pitch from Morris to Hardman. Might have been squeezed a bit with the fastball. This is a bit high, 1-0. Tyler Hardman, the only rehabber who was in the lineup yesterday, who is back in the lineup today for Hudson Valley. Went 0-for-3 with a walk. Morris spins and throws back to first, and Rodriguez able to dive back. Hardman, 4-for-26 in 7 rehab games this year between the Complex League and both single-A levels. Does have a homer and 5 RBIs. Former Yankee, 5th-round pick out of Oklahoma. As he's tied up on the two-seam fastball in on the hands at 94. 1-1. Morris, the Mets' number 21 prospect entering the season, according to Baseball America. Right now, the highest-rated prospect on the Cyclones roster by that publication, the 1-1. This is the outer half. Looked like the short slider. 2-1 now on Hardman. But Morris, top 10 in the Florida State League in a couple of key categories, was 6th in innings pitched, 9th in ERA, and 7th in strikeouts per 9 innings. Rodriguez leads off first at 2-1, and Morris pumps a fastball strike, even 2-2. That's 3rd-round pick last year out of Nevada, signed for just over $500,000. Now making his full season debut in just his 10th, or rather his high A debut in just his 10th career appearance. Another throwback to first. And once more, Rodriguez dives back. Good pickoff move we've seen today for Morris.
Yeah, I think both times it was a little closer than Jesus Rodriguez would have liked it to be.
Third baseman Lugo hugs the line, the 2-2. It looked like a curveball that slipped out of Morris's hands. High 3-2 with Jay Zavina waiting on deck. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and Hardman dribbles it back behind the plate. Remains at 3-2. But Morris, mentioned, can throw a lot of different pitches. Someone Dan McKinney, the Cyclones pitching coach, very high on, commending his ability to throw a ton of strikes. But even between balls and strikes pretty much so far today, another runner in motion. And the 3-2 misses high for ball 4. So the first walk allowed by Morris. And Hudson Valley with 2 on and 2 out after the first 2 batters were retired. Pitch might have been a little up that time from Morris. And he's going to get some help from Jay Zavina, who is laid into the box. An automatic strike called. And so the count already 0-1. On number 1 in gray this afternoon. 0-1 from Morris. It's a line drive into right field. That's down for a base hit. Rounding third, heading the plate is Rodriguez. The throw in from Paz goes to third, not in time. So the 2-out walk comes back to burn Morris. An RBI single for Jay Zavina, his 19th RBI, and Hudson Valley takes a 1-0 lead.
I'll tell you what, that automatic strike one, not phasing Avina whatsoever. Got a pitch to hit and put it in play.
So 3 straight have reached with 2 out. And the Renegades have taken the lead for the first time in this series. So a good answer after falling 7-1 last night. Looking for more with Rafael Flores at the dish. And the righty offers a called strike. And the count 0-1. Flores 0-for-3 yesterday with a strikeout. Snapped his 15-game on-base streak. hitting at 268. Two homers and 18 RBIs. The 0-1 and a check swing foul ball to the right. Quickly 0-2. Our umpiring crew here on this Wednesday afternoon behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Jared Neal. John Forster on the bases. Time called by Flores. Really a gorgeous day here on Coney Island. Probably the hottest day we've had for a Cyclones game this year. Real feel up in about the mid-80s. Not a whole lot of wind to speak of right now. Throw back to first. And Avina dives back. Hudson Valley a run in. On the two-out RBI knock by Avina. Flores, righty batter, wags that bat behind his matte navy blue helmet. The 0-2. And the slider down and away. Nice stab by Oviedo to save a run. And the count of ball and two strikes. And Morris has thrown a lot of pitches in this inning. Already up to 26. So the Cyclones bullpen up and going. And you imagine maybe if Flores reaches base, that might be the end of the day for Morris. A 1-2, and that sails way up and in. Two balls and two strikes.
And really curious to see what the resiliency looks like for Morris here. Obviously dealing with high A caliber hitting for the first time, and clearly it's taken a certain level of adjustment.
Jimmy Loper up in the bullpen. The 2-2 pitch, and Flores fouls it off himself. It remains even. Next pitch will be number 29 in the inning. The 21-year-old right-hander threw a career-high 91 in his last start. Usually don't see guys throw much more than 30 in a frame. The 2-2, and Flores, a high fly ball left center field. Back into his right is Morabito in front of the warning track, makes the catch, and the side retired. So Hudson Valley strikes for a run, a two-out rally. Two hits, two men left at the end of half an inning. It's Hudson Valley 1, and the Cyclones coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jackson Fristo on the mound for Hudson Valley this afternoon. Fristo wasn't the man supposed to make the start today for the Renegades. It was supposed to be the right-hander Baron Stewart. But Stewart scratched from the start today, and Fristo moved up a day to the starting rotation on this Wednesday morning. Fristo making his seventh start of the year, 0-1 of 5.29 ERA, 16 hits in 17 innings. Has struggled with the walks, though, 14 free passes, 19 strikes so far this season.
Averaging less than three full innings per start as well, Justin. Perhaps an opportunity for these Brooklyn bats to have a quick response here right from the get-go.
Brings up Nick Morabito. He'll lead things off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the first inning. Had his 21-game on base streak snapped last night. And the first pitch from Fristo. This is down and away. And the count 1-0. Morabito so far with the Cyclones hitting at 310. 13 for 42, 367 overall on the season. 1-0 down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Morabito, a homer, 10 RBIs overall. 0 for 5 yesterday. But still comes into play today. Fourth in minor league baseball in on-base percentage. And ninth in batting average. The 2-0. Morabito takes a called strike. And the count 2-1. Fristo, last time out, went just three innings. No decision against Jersey Shore. That was last Thursday. Gave up only one run on three hits, though. 2-1. Morabito pulls it on the ground to short. Scooped up by Serna. And he'll throw on to first to get the out. One down. So one away in the opening inning brings up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Homered it to right field last night for the Cyclones. De Los Santos, 10 for 56 with Brooklyn, hitting a .179, a homer, 7 RBIs. 5 for his last 15, a four-game hit streak coming into this morning. Third baseman Rodriguez off the line and in as Fristo misses inside and low, 1-0. Defensively behind the right-hander this morning, left to right in the outfield, Garrett Martin, Nelson Medina, and Jay Savina. The 1-0, and De Los Santos is swinging a foul ball. First base side, 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Rodriguez, Jared Serna, Rock Reggio, and Josh Moylan, with Rafael Flores, the catcher, behind the plate. The 1-1. And De Los Santos pulls it foul. 1-2 now the count.
Second straight swing there from Jeffrey, just a little early on it.
De Los Santos, last two games, has picked up three base hits, four RBIs. Back-to-back multi-RBI games for De Los Santos. Trying to get Brooklyn's offense in gear in the first inning today. A long pause from Fristo, the 1-2. And he got a swing and a miss, strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball up. And there's his first strikeout this morning. Two out in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, just one of those, I'm going to rear back and give you my best four-seamer. Let's see what you could do with it. And unfortunately for Jeffrey's sake, not too much.
So now it is Junior Tillian, another guy who has been swinging a good bat as of late. First pitch from Fristo, and Tillian takes a 94-mile-an-hour heater for strike one. Junior on base three times yesterday, a hit, a couple of walks. Hitting at 224, a homer, 9 RBIs. The righty's 0-1, and Tillian takes up and in. Evens up a ball and a strike. Junior, five-game hit streak since game two on Thursday. Five for his last 16. Six walks to two strikeouts in that time. The 1-1 pulled on the ground at third. Scooped up by Rodriguez towards the line. Throw to first in time. And the side retired. So 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the first. An 11-pitch inning for Jackson Fristo. We're through one. 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the second inning on this gorgeous Wednesday morning. 1-0 Hudson Valley, calling all kids on this Education Day. As King Henry explaining to the youngsters on the field right now, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to come out here to Maimonides Park to see the Cyclones. For doing it, all kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledge House Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time. Tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Cade Morris back to the mound after a 29-pitch first inning. And his first toss to Garrett Martin is outside and low, 1-0. Martin reinstated off the IL yesterday for Hudson Valley. Had been there since the 8th of May, the 1-0. Grounder back over the mound. Backhanded behind second by De Los Santos. And he'll throw to Gill for the first out of the second inning. Here's Josh Moylan, lefty swinging first baseman, hitting at 227, a homer, 10 RBIs. Went 0 for 4 with a walk his last game on Sunday. But Brooklyn this afternoon, the Navy alternates, Cyclones in gold script across the chest. As Moylan takes high, 1-0, Navy cap, Navy bill. That gold interlocking BC logo on the front. The 1-0. And Moylan in the air left field. In and towards the line to his right. Suero reaching back a little bit over towards his left shoulder. Able to make the play with relative ease, though. And two quick outs for Morris on four pitches to start the second.
Which is exactly what he needed when you consider the way that first unraveled. I'm sure Cade would have loved nothing more than to put the finishing touches here, get himself a nice 1-2-3 inning.
Brings up Nelson Medina. 23-year-old center fielder takes a strike at 93, 0-1. Medina just 14 for 90 at the plate this year. That's a 156 average. No homers, 11 batted in. And a good breaking ball has him out in front, 0-2. Medina, 3 for 21 in their series against Jersey Shore. Did represent the Yankees in the Arizona Fall League after last season. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball, strike 3 call. 94 down the chute. Froze Medina. And a great bounce back inning for Cade Morris after 29 pitches in the first, 7 in the second. 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley. We head to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Renegades on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn trying to get a run back. They trail 1-0 going to the bottom of the second inning alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock, bottom of the 11 o'clock hour on this Wednesday morning. Glad to have you with us on this Education Day. William Lugo will lead things off for Brooklyn. And the first pitch fastball from Jackson Fristo is over for call at strike one. Lugo hitless last night, but did walk, steal a base, and score a run. The 0-1, and Lugo brushed back in by the hands. Evens up at a ball and a strike. Lugo hitting at just .158 on the year. 18 for 114. A home run and 13 RBI. The 1-1. Outside and low. Two balls and a strike, but Lugo starting to see those numbers tick up. Six for his last 19, has reached in five straight games. Trying to continue his strong start to the homestand. The 2-1, a high pop fly. Rodriguez to his right, but this will get out of play. A row back behind the visiting dugout. And the count 2-2. Glad to know I wasn't the only one thinking this. Rick Rosetto over the PA trying to make sure everyone's paying attention to those foul balls. Don't need anybody getting hurt on this Wednesday morning. So Lugo goes back to the dugout, gets a new bat. And now returns with a two-ball, two-strike count. That one outside of the count, full 3-2. Payoff pitch to Lugo, and that up and in underneath the arms, ball four. So William Lugo works a one-out, or rather a leadoff walk. Here in the bottom of the second inning, that is 32nd free pass of the season, came into play today, fourth in the South Atlantic League in walks. So Brooklyn has their first base runner, one on, nobody out for Wilfredo Lara. Lara hit his first home run of the season last night, 1-for-4. Getting the start at shortstop today, takes a called strike. And the count 0-1, Lara. Hitting at .178 in 27 games, 18 for 101. A homer, 11 batted in. The 0-1, and Lara takes inside. Evens a ball and a strike. Hudson Valley in the road graze today. Throwback to first by Fristo. Diving back safely, Lugo. Hudson Valley and Navy block lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. Navy cap, Navy bill. 1-1. And Lara takes off the plate away. Two balls and a strike. Lara, another guy that's starting to find some more success at the plate. He's reached in his last three, coming off a tough road trip where he was just 5-for-38. 2-1, Lara's soft ground ball off the end of the bat to second, could be two. Riggio steps on the bag, and a low throw to first scooped by Moylan. And just like that, the leadoff walk erased on a 4-3 double play. So base is empty and two out. Brings up Mateo Gill. Walked in his return to the Cyclones lineup yesterday. After spending the last couple of weeks at AA Binghamton. Only played four games up there, though. On the first pitch to Mateo, a fastball strike. Gill hitting at 200 with Brooklyn this year, 8 for 40, 2 homers, 5 RBIs. Former third-round pick of the Cardinals. Back in 2018, the 0-1 pitch. And Fristo again, a strike. And he's quickly ahead 0-2. Fristo been very efficient so far today. Trying to get through the first two innings on just 24 pitches. Former Yankees 12th round pick out of Mississippi State. Tall righty is set. The 0-2 pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Got him on the slider down and away. Another strikeout for Jackson Fristo, his second, and he's faced the minimum through two innings. No runs, no hits. Because of the double play, nobody left. At the end of two, 1-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the third inning, fans. You've heard about people talk about fentanyl. More young people are overdosing and dying, taking pills at a party. Just one time with fatal consequences. You can learn more and order free naloxone, the overdose reversal nasal spray from the New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports. That's oasas.ny.gov. And as we go to the top of the third, first pitch from Cade Morris high and a take over the play-by-play. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin, thanks so much. Rock Riggio stands in for the second time this afternoon. 1-0 Renegades in the 1-0 to him. Gets over for a strike, and it's 1-1. Change up that time from Cade Morris, the right-handed Brooklyn starter making his high A debut. From the wind, 1-1 home. Swinging a sharp line drive, shallow center, dunks in for a base hit. Nice job by Riggio to barrel it up. That's the third Hudson Valley hit of the morning so far, and it puts a runner on first with nobody out here, top three. So Riggio, after he popped up to third his first time up, different result for him here. He occupies first with nobody out, and Jared Cerna stepping into the righty batter's box. Morris working from the stretch, pitch. Cerna swings and flies it to left center. Morabito tracking it down in the alleyway, gets there and makes the catch. Momentum takes him all the way to the warning track for out number one. Riggio stays put at first base. So Morris retires Cerna on one pitch, and now Jesus Rodriguez up to bat. So Morris, who settled in very nicely, worked a 1-2-3 top of the second after he needed to toss 29 pitches to get out of the bottom of the first. Rather, should say top of the first. First toss to Rodriguez. We'll need to wait a little longer. Pickoff attempt. Back safely was the runner, Riggio. Yeah, we weren't sure if Morris was even going to make it out of that top of the first. A lot of times when you cross that 30-pitch threshold, no matter what, they pull the plug. First pitch, foul back towards us, out of play. 0-1. But Morris settled down, got out of the first, having allowed only the one run and did not hit that 30-pitch mark. And now his day continues. Ahead on Rodriguez, nothing and one. Runner on first and one away. Big hole on the right side. A one. Called strike. Pickoff attempt. Throw down by the catcher. Not in time. Oviedo just making sure the runner Reggio remembers that he's thinking about him. And the count 0-2. It was a called strike to Rodriguez. So Jesus singled and later scored. The only run of this ballgame up until this point. Three-game hitting streak, which he can now make a four-game hitting streak for Rodriguez after his single earlier. Angles that bat off the right shoulder. Runner dancing around. 0-2. Slider misses away. One ball and two strikes. In addition to the four-game hitting streak for Rodriguez, also has now a 15-game on-base streak. He has been a consistent fixture in this Renegade starting lineup for the course of the past couple weeks. Awaiting a 1-2, here it comes. Swing and a sharply hit ground ball, could be two. Flip to second for one, on the first, it's a double play. 6-4-3, Lara De Los Santos to Gill. And Cade Morris gets out of the inning rather quickly. He faces the minimum. Only real damage, the leadoff single erased on the double play. Let's go to the bottom of third, 1-0 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So, secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We move to the bottom of the third inning from Maimonides Park. Hudson Valley leading Brooklyn 1-0 on this Education Day. So glad you could stop by. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Cyclones send the bottom third, 7-8-9, up to bat here in the home third. Chris Suero, Carell Paz, and Carlos Oviedo. Jackson Fristo, Hudson Valley starter, out for his third inning of work. But before the at-bat begins, a strike one. Chris Suero took too long to step into the righty batter's box. So that won't do him any favors. Fristo works out of the stretch, a one. And his first pitch of the inning is a breaking ball for a strike. And just like that, Suero behind, nothing and two. Infield swung to the left. First baseman Moylan playing well off the line. Brooklyn still in search of their first hit this morning, 0-2. Suero swings and misses. Strike three. Good slider there from Fristo. He's got back-to-back punch-outs. Three now so far today, and there's one away. Fristo, 6'4", 215 from Brentwood, Tennessee. The Yanks took him in the 12th round back in the 2022 draft out of Mississippi State, where he had an interesting collegiate career, we'll call it. And the home plate umpire, Jared Neal, just issued a strike one to Carell Paz. So how about that? Back-to-back batters. Pitch clock violations. They simply took too long to get ready. A one. Paz takes low, and it's one ball and one strike.
Just got to be better than that. Carlos Oviedo, due up next. He's got to be in the box with Plenty of time to go. Cannot dilly-dally.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he'll be on his high horse. 1-1. Roped down the first baseline and threw for a base hit. Rolls into right field where Avina settles on it. And it's a one-out single for Karel Paz.
And Paz has swung a real nice bat since coming off the IL. Has now picked up a base hit in every game he's played coming off the IL. Six straight. Six for his last 20. He's a guy that could make some more impact in this Cyclones lineup now that Clifford, McLean, and Omar De Los Santos have moved up a level.
A lot of opportunities knocking at the door for so many of these Cyclones bats because of those recent promotions. First toss to Carlos Oviedo, a fastball that sits high. And it's 1-0 to the Brooklyn catcher. Oviedo still in search of his first Brooklyn hit. 0-for-6. Combined in the two games he played last week in Bowling Green. Fristo ready to deal a 1-0. Runner goes, and it's fouled back off the catcher's mask. Rafael Flores removes that mask, cuts in Valley catcher. He'll shake it off as Paz retreats back to first base after he was going on the pitch. So 1-1 the count on Oviedo. If you're just joining us, Hudson Valley, 1-0 lead here, bottom three. Karel Paz just had Brooklyn's first base hit so far today. Righty arm on righty bat. Open stance for Oviedo. Waiting on a 1-1 delivery. A long hold and now a pickoff attempt. Back standing. No worry for Paz. And that pitch clock got all the way down to one. Fristo had to do something, whether it was going to be step off and throw or deliver home. 1-1 the count on Oviedo, and the pitch. Watches it go by downstairs for ball two. So after Oviedo, we'll go back to the top for Nick Morabito as the Cyclones try to pull even near bottom three. First baseman Moylan holding the runner on. Fristo really taking his time between pitches, and another pickoff attempt, and the ball trickles away from the glove of Moylan, but Paz stays put at first base. Probably for the best, Moylan ran it down rather quickly. Didn't go all the way to the sidewall. Just a little bit beyond the coach's box. So Fristo has used two pickoffs. If he does it again, he'll need to get him. 2-1. Misses inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Oviedo making his series debut. Didn't play yesterday. It was Chris Suero who handled catching duties, but Suero today, an outfielder. He's in left. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, and a runner on first. Middle infield playing double play depth. Here's a 3-1. Runner goes, called strike, throw a good one. Not in time, though. Little bit offline to the right. That took the second baseman Reggio a bit away from the bag. Had to get a little acrobatic to apply the tag, and the speedy Paz just beat him by a hair.
That the first stolen base for Paz at the South Atlantic League level.
So the tying run in scoring position now, if Carlos Oviedo or Nick Morabito on deck can do anything with it. So it'll be the second baseman Reggio who remains shaded towards the second base pillow. Holding on Paz. Now time called.
I think maybe Flores still a little shaken up after that foul ball off the mask.
Yeah, that was from a couple of pitches ago, but that does appear to be the case. Flores removed the mask, popped back up onto his own 2 feet, and just sort of walked around a little bit. Now he's back in his crouch, ready to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 1-0 Renegades, runner on second. Fristo glances towards second, and now twists and throws, not in time. That was the closest yet. Paz sort of got to the bag simultaneously as Reggio applied that tag. But the base umpire, John Forster, says Paz did just enough to beat it out. The only reason it was even that close was because Paz was about 5 strides, maybe even more, off the second base bag, and it was sort of a delayed throwover from Fristo. Now the 3-2. In there, strike 3 call, and Oviedo knew it. A breaking ball that fooled the Brooklyn catcher, so make it four strikeouts now for Jackson Fristo. Right-hander has been cruising so far through two and change. But a tall task here, getting maybe Brooklyn's hottest hitter in Nick Morabito, and the tying run still in scoring position. Morabito, as hot as his bat has been, still hitless in the series. 0 for 5 yesterday, 0 for 1 today. Pitch. Morabito hits a comebacker through the middle for a base hit. Paz gets the wave around home. Here comes the throw from center. Not in time. The catcher Flores could not catch it. It went all the way behind him. Now the ball gets kicked out down the left field line. They booted it around, and as a result, Paz, or rather Morabito, all the way up to third base. But the attention turns to the catcher Flores. A weird sequence. I think Flores might have got hurt mid-play on the throw in from center.
And then the throw by the pitcher backing up Fristo went nowhere near where it was supposed to go. It ended up hitting off the screen adjacent to the Hudson Valley third base dugout. I thought Fristo might have injured himself on that throw. But Flores clearly still banged up. I don't know if something happened on that play or the effects of what happened earlier. But what a wild sequence as Brooklyn ties the game.
Well, it is an RBI single for Morabito. We'll see how the rest of it gets scored officially. I'm not sure I've ever seen that before.
My guess, that is a single, an advance to second on the throw, and then to third on a throwing error by the pitcher.
I'm with you. That would make the most sense.
But the concern right now on the health of Rafael Flores. The Renegades do have a lot of catchers on this roster. Jesus Rodriguez at third base, also a catcher. Omar Martinez not in the lineup. Juan Crisp also on the team, although he's been used just as much to pitch as he has to catch. And Flores thankfully back up on his feet. Even Joe Perillo, the Cyclones trainer, came out of the dugout to check to see if the Hudson Valley training staff needed any assistance.
Yeah, he'll make his way back to the Renegade dugout on the third base side. So somebody coming in to replace Flores. I think the issue here, at least what Nick Ortiz is trying to plead, was that Flores seemed to be hurt and was down in the midst of kind of all of that chaos ensuing. Now, that doesn't give Ortiz the right to go out there and check on his guy mid-play, but he certainly was barking from that third base dugout at the umps, presumably about Flores, who was sort of down on all fours as that whole throw from the pitcher was botched to third base.
Yeah, but there's nothing you could do.
Nothing you can do, right.
Honestly, the interesting thing was the Hudson Valley training staff started running onto the field in the middle of the
mid-play. Mid-play, right.
And if they interfered with the play, I don't know what would have happened.
Right.
Because you can't do that. I understand Flores is down on the field, and they're going to leave Morabito at third base.
Because it was never ruled a dead ball by the umpires. It was a live ball the whole time.
It has to be a live ball.
Yeah.
You know, you've seen it happen before where guys get hurt rounding first, trying to go to second on a double.
Right.
And you have the second baseman with the ball sheepishly have to tag the guy while he's crumpled in a heap between first and second base, and that's just unfortunately how it goes. And, you know, you take care of the player once the play is over, and thankfully that was the case. And now the Renegade staff can take a look at Flores, and hopefully all will be okay.
Well, regardless, this is not what you would have wanted if you're the right-hander Jackson Fristo, who up until this point was in a pretty good spot. But now the game tied after he allows just his second hit of the day, the Nick Morabito RBI single.
Well, I want to say Jesus Rodriguez has come into the game as a catcher now, and I believe that is Kiko Romero, who will take over at third base. So Romero will take Flores' spot in the lineup. hopefully all will be okay with Flores. But never a good sign.
So some changes defensively for Hudson Valley, as you mentioned, Justin. Romero at third, and Rodriguez will shift gears from playing third base to doing the catching. Lost in the shuffle in all of this is that the go-ahead run is on third base right now. There are two outs, and Jeffrey De Los Santos, one day removed from a home run, digs into the lefty batter's box. Infield swings around to the right. Righty arm on lefty bat. First pitch. De Los Santos takes down and away. 1-0. 91 on the gun that time from Fristo. So everything's sorted out now. And a big spot here in this ballgame. 1-0 to De Los Santos. Pops it up. Out of play on the right-hand side. Well, Hudson Valley did not do themselves any favors in the field yesterday. Committed three errors. Scoreboard right now reads two errors committed by the Renegades so far today. 1-1. De Los Santos takes up and away, and it is two balls and one strike.
Yeah, the first error actually ended up coming. They gave a throwing error to Nelson Medina that allowed Morabito to take second. And then the throw by the pitcher allowed him to take third.
So two and one play. 2-1. De Los Santos takes outside. Three balls and one strike. A walk here, not the end of the world if you're Fristo. But still, you want to go tie a bow on this bottom of the third sooner rather than later. Third baseman Romero now playing off the line. 3-1. De Los Santos takes outside. Ball four. Second walk of the afternoon issued by Fristo. And that puts men on the corners with two away for Junior Tillian. Tillian 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to third his first time up. Jesus Rodriguez, Hudson Valley's new catcher, at the top of the batter's circle. Not quite a full mound visit, but certainly having a conversation with it. Appeared like it was the base umpire, John Forster, he was trying to communicate with. Not sure what Rodriguez would have been trying to convey. But a first pitch up coming to Tillian as Forster works from the stretch. Here it is. Tillian watches it go by low, 1-0. So a wacky bottom of the third inning, to say the least. Not over. Brooklyn trying to pull in front here. Tillian awaits a 1-0. Then he takes a fastball for a strike on the outer edge. Junior's got that dark red bat to complement the Brooklyn Navy alternate jersey. 1-1. Gets it off the end of the bat. Foul. Back to the screen, it's 1-2. Boy, what a knock this would be for Tillian. Has his season trending in the right direction? Trying to put Brooklyn in front with men on the corners and two away in this tie game. It's 1-1. 1-2. Tillian takes outside, ball two. Swiping second in the process was De Los Santos. So now a base hit here could make this a 3-1 game.
Third stolen base for Jeffrey with Brooklyn.
Rodriguez didn't deem it necessary to throw down. So now two ducks on the pond and a 2-2 count upcoming to Tillian. Here it is. Takes outside, ball three. And again, same thing now with first base open. Walk, not panic mode per se for Fristo. But his pitch count rising. And some light action. Don't know if there's any real tossing going on yet. Just some stretching in the Hudson Valley bullpen. Payoff. Tillian fouls it back and out of play. And we'll do it again at 3-2.
Although I think more accurate accurately would be drinking Gatorade on top of the bullpen mound.
On a hot day like today, you got to get those electrolytes however you can. Tillian trying to provide a spark right now into this Brooklyn lineup. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch. Tillian takes outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Fristo. That'll bring up William Lugo with the bases loaded and two away. And again, no tossing going on, so you'd figure this is Fristo's mess to go clean up.
It's one of those stances out there in the bullpen that you can't tell if the guy's just standing there or he's standing there because he's ready to be called upon when his number is called.
Nobody out of the Hudson Valley dugout. Here we go, righty-righty matchup. Lugo cranks it down the left field line, but hooking foul. Well, that ball a rocket, but just kept twisting and landed out beyond the concourse.
350 feet, 110 miles an hour foul.
A very loud strike one. Crowd getting loud here on this Wednesday. A one. Lugo takes a called strike two on the outside corner. And based on the body language, William not a fan of that. Base is loaded, 0-2 the count. See if Risto wastes one here, goes right at him. Pitch, Lugo takes a little low. And it's one ball and two strikes in a very similar spot to that previous pitch, down and away.
That was a good take by Lugo. Good downward bite on that changeup. Late movement.
Morabito on third, De Los Santos on second, and Tillian on first. Big 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Rodriguez to get that chest protector on it. And it's two balls and two strikes. One-one our score here, bottom three. Brooklyn already one run home in the frame. 2-2. Lugo takes outside. Three balls and two strikes. And now, if you're Fristo, you don't want to walk. After he walked the previous two batters, that was more permissible than this would be with the bases loaded. Finds himself in a tough spot here. Lugo has worked the count full. In this 1-1 tie, two gone, bases juiced. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four, and Brooklyn takes the lead. It's 2-1. William Lugo gets an RBI on a bases loaded walk as Nick Morabito taps home. And for the first time today, Brooklyn's in front.
Lugo, 14th RBI of the year. And the one thing you really have to credit Lugo for, despite the batting average struggles this year, is that he has kept the same approach at the plate, at least in terms of I'm not going to chase pitches outside of the zone. I'm going to swing at my pitches. And the ability to continue to work walks at the clip he has, despite the offensive numbers not being what he would like, I think a credit to his philosophy really working out at the plate.
And that's the second walk drawn by Lugo today alone, the total up to 33 on the season.
Again, put that in perspective, 33 in 151 plate appearances. He had 40 in 437 last year.
Base is still loaded. Now Wilfredo Lara's turn. Fouls away the first pitch he sees up over our heads and out into the parking lot. So 0-1 on Lara, who hit into a double play his first time up today. Snapped out of an 0-for-18 funk with a couple of hits back on Sunday, then hit a home run yesterday. 0-1. Lara takes down and away, 1-1.
Sort of feel maybe Fristo sort of running out of gas a little bit here in the bottom of this third inning. At just 24 pitches entering the frame, this will be his 32nd in the inning.
And don't forget, this is someone who logged only 17 innings through six starts coming into today. 1-1, Lara serves it on the ground, foul, third base side. So now we'll need to get defensive, two-strike approach. Brooklyn only has two hits so far today, but those two hits have been enough to propel them in front, at least for the time being. It's 2-1.
Looks like Cole Ayers is the man who has started to do some light tossing out in left field for Hudson Valley.
De Los Santos on third, Tillian on second, William Lugo on first after his bases loaded walk from a moment ago. 1-2, Lara taps it foul just enough to stay alive, and we'll try it again at one ball and two strikes.
Very similar, it feels like, this inning for Fristo to what Kate Morris dealt with in the top of the first. Just a lot of foul balls on two strike pitches.
Morris got out of that inning only one run home on two hits. 1-2. Lara takes very high. Nice job by Rodriguez to reach all the way up, showcase that wingspan. Make sure that wasn't a wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Under blue skies at Maimonides Park, the bases loaded. Cyclones leading 2-1. Christo laboring. Here's his 2-2. Misses inside, and it is three balls and two strikes. Well, you almost wonder why the action wasn't brewing earlier in Hudson Valley's bullpen. Ayers is indeed now tossing. Fristo has put himself in a real jam here. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Lara down on strikes. So Fristo gets out of the inning. Two runs in. Could have been a heck of a lot worse for him, though. We go to the fourth. Brooklyn in front. 2-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Send our best wishes to Rafael Flores. Apparently what had happened on that play was we talked about Jackson Fristo's throw going wild, trying to get Morabito at second base. His throw hit Flores in the head, and that was what precipitated all of that in the inning. So we send our best to Flores as we go to the top of the fourth.
Yeah, certainly hope everything is okay with that as the first pitch misses inside to Tyler Hartman, 1-0. Cade Morris back out for now his fourth inning of work in his high A debut, 1-0. Hartman hits it very high in the air to dead center field. Morabito sizing it up, reaches up, and makes the one-handed catch for out number one. So after Hudson Valley struck first, run in the top of the first, Brooklyn response came in the bottom of the third with two runs on only two hits, but also two errors committed on the same play by the Renegades. That's enabled Brooklyn to pull in front here 2-1. Morris now trying to protect this one-run lead. Here's the pitch. Jace Avina takes a strike on the outside corner, nothing in one. Avina singled home Hudson Valley's only run in the top of the first. Morris working quickly, 0-1. Avina hits it high in the air, foul, right-hand side, and out of play. Cyclones riding a three-game winning streak, trying to make it four in a row. Would already be their third four-game win streak of the young season. 0-2. Hit on the ground, third baseman Lugo, up with it, over to first, low throw, nice pick by Mateo Gill for out number two.
And good job by Lugo to stay with that baseball. Bobbled a little bit coming out of his glove. But able to stay with the play and make a strong throw to get the second out of this fourth inning.
Now Kiko Romero will make his first at-bat of the afternoon. Came on as a replacement and swings at the first pitch he sees. Hits it to left. Well struck and off the wall. The base of the wall takes a bad hop. Suero has to track it down, and by the time he throws it in, a stand-up double for Kiko Romero with two outs. So how about that? Wasn't even expecting to play today. First pitch swinging in his first at-bat, an extra base hit. And Hudson Valley has a runner on second with two away.
And a good piece of hitting to the opposite field there by Romero. Seen a couple of lefties in the Hudson Valley lineup serve it the other way in the first few contests of this series.
So a runner on second, two gone. Now Garrett Martin, the pitch. Martin takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's 71 on the gun from Morris, 0-1. Well, Morris trying to follow suit after Jonah Tong was spectacular yesterday for Brooklyn. A one from him. It's a fastball for a strike, 93 on the gun. And it's 0-2. Tong went 6 2/3 en route to the win. Only one walk, one run, 8 strikeouts on only 4 hits. Had the Renegades guessing really all night long. 0-2. Roped foul into the Hudson Valley dugout, and it remains 0-2. Shouldn't be lost either that Dakota Hawkins did his job yesterday as well. Coming on in relief. 2 1/3 scoreless innings, surrendered only one hit. It was a Jesus Rodriguez one-out double in the ninth that didn't really amount to anything. 0-2. Misses badly down and away, and it's 1-2. Shortstop Lara playing very deep. Second baseman De Los Santos shaded up the middle towards that second base back. Two away. Brooklyn leading 2-1 and a 1-2 count. On a righty swinging Garrett Martin. Hits it on the ground. Foul. First base side. And we will do it again at 1-2. Martin making his series debut. Grounded out to second his first time up. A lot of series debuts for the Renegades today. That's the nature of having a roster that has both some minor league and a major league rehabber on it. Those guys not necessarily going to see action every day as they get ramped back up. 1-2. Chopped foul, third base side, and Martin doing a nice job to prolong this at-bat here against Morris. So mention Morris's high A debut. 7 appearances with St. Lucie prior to this. 3.63 ERA entering play today. Ahead 1-2. Fastball. Oh, he skipped all the way off the mound. Thought he rung him up for sure. I think the only guy who didn't was the home plate umpire, Jaron Neal. Simultaneously, the entire Cyclones defensive alignment took about 3 steps towards the dugout. But not on Neal's watch. And Morris will need to try again at 2-2. Here it comes. Yet again, he thought he had him on the 94-mile-an-hour heater. But a little bit low, I think, maybe outside. But it looked like a good pitch regardless, a little bit below the zone. And now Morris will need to deal a payoff here. 3 2/2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Well, how about that? 2 mid-90s fastballs that he doesn't get the call. And he gives him a 74-mile-an-hour curve to keep Garrett Martin on his toes.
A 2-out
double, but nothing else doing in the frame for Hudson Valley. Let's go to the home fourth. 2-1 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Call to the bullpen for Hudson Valley as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. A day done for Jackson Fristo. Right-hander Cole Ayers, first man out of the bullpen for Hudson Valley today, John.
Yeah, he gets 6-7-8 in this Brooklyn lineup. Gil, Suero, and then Paz. And Gil, first pitch swinging, puts it in the air, left center field. Medina and Martin converge, and it's the center fielder Medina who makes the play for out number one. A lot of aggressive approaches today, both on Brooklyn and Hudson Valley's side. We're seeing a lot of first pitch swinging for a lot of these hitters. That time doesn't bode Mateo Gil's way. One pitch, one out for Cole Ayers on in relief. Second Renegades pitcher of the afternoon after Jackson Fristo started this game. Now Chris Suero's turn, and he first pitch swings and hits a line drive to left center that drops in for a base hit. Big turnaround first for Suero. He'll retreat and park in there with a one-out single. So good piece of hitting by Suero, and Brooklyn has a base runner here in the bottom of the fourth, leading 2-1.
Well, I guess the scouting report on Ayers is attack early in the count. Two pitches, two balls put in play.
Give you the final line on Fristo, who has since departed, as Karel Paz steps in, one on and one gone. Pitch. Change up high, 1-0. Fristo goes three innings, two hits, two runs, both of them were earned. Five strikeouts. It was really the four walks that got him in some trouble and elevated that pitch count. 1-0 to Paz. Here it comes. Misses outside. Two balls and no strikes.
And credit to the Cyclone bats, Johnny, for not expanding the strike zone not only today but yesterday as well. 10 walks against Renegade starters in the first two games of this series.
A lot of patient eyes. Pickoff attempt at first, diving back safely. All good for Suero. Keep in mind, that's without Ryan Clifford, who is routinely drawing walks during his time in Brooklyn. So two balls and no strikes on Paz. Runner goes, 2-0, swung on and fouled away. Out of play down the left field line. It's 2-1. Paz single, then later scored. Also stole second base. First time up this afternoon. Carell played in five games on the two-week road trip, and as you mentioned earlier, Justin had a hit in all five of them. Infield shifted right, 2-1 to the lefty. Misses downstairs, three balls and a strike. After Paz, Carlos Oviedo on deck, and should we get that far back to the top for Nick Morabito. 3-1. Wave and a miss. And it's 3-2. 93 on the outer edge. Paz could not do anything with it. And the count full. Paz asks for time. Not a huge lead for Suero. Just in front of the cutout. And a 3-2 upcoming. Pickoff attempt yet again. And Suero back safely. Well, both these teams coming into play today over 500. In fact, you look at the entire North Division, everybody 500 or better. Not the case in the South. 3-2, runner goes. A wave and a miss, strike three, no throw. So Paz is retired as Ayers picks up his first strikeout of the afternoon. Suero will swipe second base. He's in scoring position with two away for Carlos Oviedo.
Seventh stolen bag of the year for Suero,
who has some deceptive speed, we'll call it.
And showed those wheels last night, scored from second on the throwing error.
So now Oviedo, a righty bat against the righty arm in airs. Pitch. Starts him out with a fastball. It's a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, so Brooklyn 21-19. Hudson Valley right there behind them, 19-18. Brooklyn two games back of first place Greensboro and Jersey Shore. They're tied. Hudson Valley 2.5 games back. 0-1. Oviedo ropes it down the third base line, but foul. And it's 0-2. And even last place Aberdeen, 20-20. You go to the south, they've only got one team over 500 in Bowling Green. Second place Rome and even 500.
I was going to say, I was joking with Gilbert Gomez, the South has struggled this year record-wise. And who are the two teams Brooklyn plays in that two-week road trip? The only two teams that are 500 or better.
Oh, figures. That's how the cookie crumbles. Airs ahead on Oviedo, 0-2.
Always good to face a vaunted test, though.
0-2. Oviedo swings and misses at strike three. Would have been ball one, slider away, but Oviedo could not hold. So a one-out single for Suero doesn't amount to anything. No runs on a hit and one left at the end of four. It is Brooklyn 2 and Hudson Valley 1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Carlos Oviedo just tossed down to second base. We're ready to get the fifth inning underway. Cade Morris back out for his fifth inning of work. The Cyclones leading it 2-1. And with the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn in front, as you mentioned, a 2-1 score on this Wednesday afternoon. Cade Morris back out for the fifth inning. First pitch to Moylan, hit in the air, third base side, and Lugo watches that sail out of play. No balls and a strike. Hudson Valley, a run on four hits, two errors. They've left three. Brooklyn, two runs, three hits, no errors. They have stranded four. The 0-1 to the lefty batter. A sharp ground ball up the middle. Fielded by Lara behind second. Overhand throw to first in time. And Moylan retired for the first out in the fifth inning. Brings up the center fielder, Nelson Medina. I've heard that Rafael Flores doing a little bit better in the Renegades training room right now. And as we said before, we'll say it again, wishing him all the best. That was a scary sequence as Medina tries to bunt himself aboard and fouls it off 0-1. You don't see too many situations where a member of the training staff jumps onto the field mid-play. That's the kind of scary scene we had here earlier, and grateful that Rafa doing a little bit better. The 0-1, a foul ball. And the count 0-2. And a good last couple of innings for Morris. At 29 pitches, gave up a run in the first. since then has settled down. From the windup is 0-2. And a breaking ball outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Morris, since that 29-pitch first inning, has thrown just 36 pitches, and number 36 registers a strikeout. Got him on the short slider. For Morris, that his fourth punch out this afternoon. Two down now in the fifth inning. And back to the top of the order in Rock Reggio. Been waiting for Rock to be here. No, not because his first name sounds very similar to my last name. A called strike 0-1. Is if you're a fan of the legendary Mel Brooks movie Blazing Saddles, you know where I'm going, the 0-1. As this pulled foul up the line. 0-2, there is a location in that movie known as Rock Ridge. And as soon as the Yankees drafted Reggio last year, I think I texted Joe Vasile, considering Blazing Saddles one of my all-time favorite movies, about all the puns that can be made with Reggio as he tried to get out of the way of a breaking ball, and I don't think he did. It was a back foot sweeper. I think it grazed his hamstring or maybe his calf on the way by. Although Reggio and the home plate umpire right now discussing it at home plate. Home plate umpire today, Jared Neal. And after a, wasn't a short discussion, wasn't a long one either, Reggio will start to walk down to first base. No word whether or not he needs a dime to get over to the first base bag today. So one on and two out for Jared Cerna. I'm sure Rock has heard all the Blazing Saddle jokes over the years. Well, probably not from folks of his own generation. Friday offers the called strike to Jared Cerna. It's 0-1. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park on this Wednesday morning. Got his backpack and polo all set, ready to go to school. On an education day. The 0-1 is pulled on the ground, but a foul ball up the third base line. All over it was the home plate umpire. And Cerna behind, no balls and two strikes. Morris up at 70 pitches. Mentioned the career high 91. And Sandy and PA announcer Rick Rosetto going through his usual game of rock, paper, scissors.
And this installment goes to Rick.
Sandy taking out his frustration by devouring some of the socks that are set to be given away to the fans below in between innings. Hope you like already been chewed socks. Runner goes, the 0-2 pitch outside off the glove of Oviedo. And a stolen base without a throw for Reggio. So Reggio at second base after his seventh stolen bag. And now the Renegades have the tying run in scoring position with two out. Cerna among the lead leaders in RBI. Trying to deliver a tie game or more here. Righty batter with an open stance. But he will not do so as Morris gets him on the curveball. Struck him out swinging. Fifth strikeout tonight for Cade Morris. And he strands the tying run in scoring position in the process. For Hudson Valley, no runs, no hits. One man left at the end of four and a half. Halfway home on this Wednesday. 2-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Cole Ayers back to work for the Renegades. Nick Morabito, RBI single, his last time up, takes a pitch outside in the count 1-0. Morabito starting a new on-base streak today after his 21-gamer snapped yesterday. As this a chopper on the ground is short. Coming on is Serna, jump throw to first in time. And Morabito retired for the first out of the fifth inning. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day here at the bottom of the 12 o'clock hour in the East. Today, the anniversary of the Mets acquiring Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins back in 1998. Jeffrey De Los Santos has struck out and walked. As that pitch high, 1-0. So after Sandy the Seagull departs, some more Seagulls come in. Those a little bit more flight ability hanging up above the ballpark. Love to see Sandy fly. I don't know if he's got that skill in him as Jeffrey takes outside 2-0. But our question today is, can you name one of the players the Mets traded away to acquire Mike Piazza? 2-0, a called strike. And the count 2-1. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Bonus points, you can get them all. They play Jeffrey to pull. Shortstop Serna stationed up the middle, the 2-1. Inside and low. Three balls and a strike. Great to see Rafael Flores back in the Hudson Valley third base dugout after that scary scene earlier in this game. Back in the third pitch. And Jeffrey fouls it aside. Full three balls and two strikes. And take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in the fifth inning. A lot of afternoon games in the organization. As a matter of fact, only one game today going to start at 6 o'clock or later. The payoff pitch, and he got him. Good back foot breaking ball from Ayers. So De Los Santos down on strikes. Ayers picks up his third strikeout of the day. And two down in the inning for Junior Tillian. Ground out to third and a walk in this one. First pitch from Ayers, and Junior gets it off the wrists. No balls and a strike, but the Mets and Guardians will wrap up their series at Progressive Field in about 40 minutes or so. 1:10 Eastern scheduled first pitch. Jose Quintana against Tristan McKenzie. The 0-1 outside and low. Evens a ball and a strike. Mets trying to get back in the win column. Pete Alonso, Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Omar Narvaez, and Quintana. Former Cyclones in the lineup today as Tillian takes low 2-1.
Saw something today. Mets have never been swept by Cleveland before.
Can't imagine they've played too many series
exactly.
over the years against the Guardians, especially when you consider, hard to believe, this is the first time Francisco Lindor had been back in Cleveland since the trade. 2-1 over for a strike, 2-2.
Particularly with the uptick in the interleague play over the course of the past couple of years. I'm right there with you, Justin. I found that very surprising.
Especially now, with this is the second year with everybody playing everybody in the major leagues. But 2-2, Tillian fouls it back. I'm still old enough to remember the excitement for when they finally stopped making interleague play just intra-division. Remember the first couple of years watching baseball, late 90s, early 2000s, it was always Mets, Yankees, or Red Sox,
right.
Devil Rays, the 2-2, at the letters, strike three called. We were being very excited once start bringing in the West and Central divisions so the Mets could play the Angels and teams like the Guardians. We head to the sixth inning, 2-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Some action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Cade Morris, 72 pitches through five. First pitch of the sixth, pulled foul up the line by Jesus Rodriguez. And the count 0-1. Rodriguez, Hardman, Avina, 3-4-5 due up for the Renegades in the inning. Looks like Josh Hetchka up and throwing down the right field line for Brooklyn. Morris rocks and delivers the 0-1. And a fastball outside. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. Morris out of the University of Nevada, Reno. Went to high school in California. As that pitch outside, two balls and a strike. Mostly a reliever his first couple of years of college ball at Nevada. Made a couple of starts in the Cape League in the summer of 2022, then tap to pitch for Team USA's collegiate national team as this is a soft ground ball to third coming on Lugo. And a nice play coming in on Rodriguez to get the first out of the sixth inning. But Morris pitched in a really extreme environment out of the Mountain West Conference. You look at the numbers on the surface for Morris last year at Nevada. Solid but not overwhelming, 85 Ks, 27 walks, and 81 in the third innings. A 4-7 record, an ERA up near 5.5. As Hardman fouls it off the hands 0-1. But you have to remember the average overall ERA in the Mountain West Conference last year was up over 6. So Morris going from that extreme environment where hitters tend to thrive. As Hartman takes high 0-1 and now making his Coney Island debut here in Brooklyn today, a ballpark that has been notoriously pitcher-friendly over the years. The 1-1 foul ball off of Oviedo. One ball and two strikes. Morris so excited after the Mets drafted him. Drove all the way out to the local mall. Purchased himself not only a Mets cap, but had emblazoned on the side his last name, Morris, and the number 101. That was the number pick the Mets took him in last year in the draft. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Another punch out for Cade Morris. That's his sixth. And two down now in the sixth inning for Jay Savina. Morris celebrated with his family last year. His dad saying, let it sink in. It's New York. What did they do? They popped some champagne. Savina takes low 1-0. What do you put on when you get drafted by a New York-based team? Put on a little Frank Sinatra to celebrate. Well, I guess at the Mets, they should probably put on Billy Joel as the 1-0 foul back 1-1. Or will this get in the glove of somebody? No, it's out of play. Oviedo and Gil continued after it. One ball and one strike. But a little Frank, a little Billy. And if Morris ever decides to venture over to the Jersey side, a little Bruce. Base is empty, two out. 2-1 Brooklyn, the 1-1. And Morris misses down and away. Two balls and a strike. And Johnny, you talked about the mental fortitude of Morris earlier in this ballgame. And certainly seen that in droves so far. The 2-1 in the air, back behind the plate, a Souvenir. 29-pitch first inning. On the verge of not even making it out of the frame. And now a strike away from getting through six full.
And I think maybe the biggest reason why has been the control. Only one walk and one hit by pitch.
2-2 from Cade. And he got him. Struck him out with a fastball up and in. Seven punch outs through six innings for Cade Morris in what has been a stellar Brooklyn Cyclones debut. 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley in the sixth. 4-5-6 due up for Brooklyn. We get back 2-1 our score on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park nights presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi. This is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, with Garrett Martin playing his first game off the IL, he will come out of the game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cole Gabrielson has come on for him in left field. And if you're wondering if everything okay with Garrett Martin, he is indeed all right. He was the man warming up Gabrielson in left field. So wouldn't have been the case if he was banged up. As William Lugo takes up an in 1-0. So that's good to see. Don't need to see anyone get hurt. Couple of walks for Lugo today, including the free pass that brought in the go-ahead run as he takes down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Lugo, Lara, Gill. 3-2 up against Cole Ayers. There is action at Hudson Valley's bullpen as Lugo takes a called strike, 2-1. And Ayers finds the top of the zone, two balls and two strikes. Luis Arejula up in the bullpen, Venezuelan right-hander. As Lugo takes a called strike three. Got him on the off speed, down and away at 82. Cole Ayers, another strikeout for him today. He's got five through 2 1/3 innings. So one out for Wilfredo Lara. Ground out into a double play, has struck out 0 for 2 in this ball game. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the pitch down and away. And the count 1-0. We do have a correct answer funneled in on our trivia question today. The anniversary of the Mets acquiring Mike Piazza from the Florida Marlins. Is this foul to the right, 1-1? Our question was, can you name any of the players the Mets gave away to acquire Piazza? Any thoughts?
You know, it was just before my time.
This foul back, 1-2.
Probably something I should brush up on as far as the Mets' history is concerned.
You know, it's,
anyone who panned out?
There was two guys that got traded that made the big leagues.
Right.
Only one really became a real player, and that was the correct answer given by Mary DiBernardo as Wilfredo Lara dunks a single in a center. Nelson Medina fields, fires, and wild gets away. Lara's headed to second. He's going to get there standing. That'll be the third error of the day for Hudson Valley. They've made three errors in each of the first two games of this series. Not the free base you want to give up in a one-run game in the sixth. That'll be a throwing error on Medina. That'll be his second of the day. So Brooklyn now a man in scoring position with one out. And it looks like Nick Ortiz out of the third base dugout for Hudson Valley. Thought they motioned for the bullpen. Started to jog a little bit, which created some doubt for me. But he does hand the ball off, does Ayers. And a call to the bullpen for the Renegades. Man at second, one out in the sixth. We'll give you the answer to our trivia question when we come back. 2-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
New arm in the game for Hudson Valley. Cole Ayers day done. Luis Arejula on in relief. Takes the spot of Ayers, who goes 2 1/3. Scoreless as it stands right now. Five strikeouts over those seven outs he recorded. Didn't walk anybody either. Gave up just the two hits. And now Arejula on to try to make sure it is indeed a scoreless outing for Ayers.
Arejula, 6'1", 218 pounds, 22 years old, from Independencia, Venezuela. First pitch to Mateo Gill is ripped foul up the third base line. No balls and a strike. So Arejula, the third arm used by Hudson Valley today. For the starter, Fristo went three. Two and a third from Ayers. Now Arejula, the 0-1, and Gill again out in front. Foul ball, 0-2. Arejula making his 10th appearance, 1-3, a 5.93 ERA. Does have a save, 11 hits, 13 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, 14 strikeouts. Gill, a strikeout and a flyout to center tonight. The 0-2, and Gill out in front of the off-speed, strike three. Big three-pitch strikeout for Arejula. And there's two down in the sixth. But time to give you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question. We asked on this, the anniversary of the Mets acquiring Mike Piazza from the Marlins in 1998. Can you name any of the players the Mets gave away to acquire the future Hall of Famer? Mary DiBernardo chiming in with one of the correct answers. Preston Wilson, who of course is the nephew of our guest on Sunday, Mookie Wilson. Preston made a couple All-Star teams in his day. Won a World Series with the Cardinals. Had a nice 10-year big league career. Led the majors in RBI in 2003. Suero takes a strike, 1-1. But all in all, it ended up being a pretty darn good trade for the Mets. Gave up Jeff Getz, who I think somewhere in my parents' apartment in New Jersey, I have his rookie card with the Marlins somewhere. Only reason I remember the name is the 1-1 high. Two balls and a strike. And Ed Yarnell was the third player the Mets traded away. And Yarnell, the only appearances he made in his major league career was with the other New York team, the Yankees. As that pitch inside, 3-1, and he was part of another trade a team probably regretted, as the Yankees acquired Ed Yarnell from the Marlins in exchange for another guy who went on to become an All-Star, Mike Lowell. A 3-1 pitch, and Suero pulls his head out. Fouls it into the glove of the catcher, Rodriguez, 3-2. Suero, 1-for-2 with a base hit. You know, that trade happening right around the time I started getting into baseball. 98 is the first time I ever went to a game. I have very vague memories of that trade going down. The pitch, and he struck him out swinging. Good off-speed pitch away from Arejula. Comes on, gets a couple of whiffs, and strands the runner at second in the sixth. No runs, a hit. One error, one man left. To the seventh inning we go. It is 2-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Cade Morris's day is done. A call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as the North Carolina native Brett Banks comes on. Final line for Morris in his Cyclones debut. Six innings, a run on, four hits, a walk, seven strikeouts today. Morris throwing a total of 85 pitches, 56 strikes. Johnny leaves in line for his first professional victory. And as we go to the seventh, Johnny taking over the play-by-play.
Yeah, a one-run lead right now. If Morris does indeed want to grab that win, what would be his first of the season, 0-3 record coming into play today. Now it's on to Brett Banks to try to make sure things stay that way. His first pitch of the seventh is a rip and a miss from Kiko Romero for strike one. Romero, who came on for the injured Rafael Flores, Jesus Rodriguez, who was catching, or is now catching, took the spot of Flores, and Romero occupying third where Rodriguez started the game. 0-1 misses down and away, and it is one ball and one strike. Not a lot of hitting today. Only three combined runs, eight combined hits. Brooklyn 2-on-4, Hudson Valley 1-on-4. 1-1 is a check swing on appeal, did go. And it is one ball and two strikes to Romero. Both Brooklyn runs coming in the bottom of the third inning. Hudson Valley got theirs all the way back in the top of the first. 1-2. Misses outside. Two balls and two strikes, but all zeros in the run column since then. So Banks on now, hoping for a better narrative than last time out. Thursday's doubleheader against Bowling Green, pitched in game two of that contest. 2-2 on the outside corner for a called strike three. So Romero retired. That's the eighth strikeout by Brooklyn Arms today. First registered by Brett Banks as he strikes out the first batter he sees. So bases empty, one away. Now Cole Gabrielson. But Banks against the Hot Rods. Did allow two runs, both of which were earned, including a homer, over one inning of work in the second leg of that doubleheader. Gabrielson swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball, and Banks starts him out 0-1. Slight shift to the left for the Brooklyn infield. A one-up coming. Gabrielson takes a fastball for a strike, and it's nothing and two. Banks on the season, this is 11th appearance. ERA just a shade over 4.3. Those numbers, of course, with St. Lucie, where he started, and Brooklyn. Ahead on Gabrielson, 0-2 here. Bases empty, and one gone. Righty-righty matchup. Banks works exclusively out of the stretch. 0-2, breaking ball, check swing. That time did not go on appeal, according to the base umpire, John Forster, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, just a picturesque day for baseball here. Not too much wind to have to deal with. I don't know if there's a single cloud above.
No.
Whole lot of blue sky as far as the eye can see. 1-2 pitch. Misses in towards the ankles, and it is two balls and two strikes. Made the comment earlier, Justin, that it really kind of reminiscent of that first summer-like day. Day game, back half of the month of May is a 2-2 hit hard on the ground. Off a hop, Lugo gloves and throws to first in time for the second out. Obviously not peak summertime yet, but you get the sense today maybe a little appetizer of what's to come over the course of the next couple months. Hope you'll come out and join us at the ballpark, or at the very least on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hope you'll join us tomorrow night on SNY. That should be a whole lot of fun. Bases empty, two gone for Josh Moylan. First pitch misses low, and it is 1-0. Moylan 0-2 today. Flied out to left, grounded out to short. Righty arm working on the lefty bat. 1-0-2. Moylan takes a little bit outside, and Banks falls behind, 2-0. So Moylan out of the eighth spot this afternoon for Hudson Valley. Out of East Carolina, 2-0. Called strike, outer edge, it's 2-1. What are they, the Pirates, I believe, if I'm not mistaken?
East Carolina Pirates.
Such an interesting color scheme, the purple and the yellow. Say a la Los Angeles Lakers, I guess. 2-1 upcoming, here's the pitch. Moylan swings and misses. And it's 2-2, but Moylan didn't hear his name called. Was a signee who did not go drafted, and there was a little bit of surprise that he made it through the entirety of the 2023 draft without getting selected. 302, 15 homers, his final season as a Pirate. 2-2. Moylan takes low, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. But according to 247 Sports, he was a top 500 collegiate prospect. Raising a couple of eyebrows, Yank scooped him up after that draft concluded. Bases empty, 2 gone, payoff, wave and a miss, strike 3. Banks got him. So a couple of punch-outs in the frame for Brett Banks, 1 swinging, 1 looking. He works a 1-2-3, top of the 7th. We'll go to the home half. Cyclones looking for some insurance. They lead 2-1 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Let's go to the bottom of the 7th from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn leading Hudson Valley 2-1 on this Wednesday afternoon. Game number 2 out of 6 in the High A South Atlantic League version of the Subway Series. Brooklyn took the first one yesterday. 7-1 the final. The margin not quite as wide here in game 2, but a 2-1 lead all the same. First toss to Karel Paz is a breaking ball for a strike from Luis Arejua, third Hudson Valley pitcher of the afternoon. Took the spot of Cole Ayers. 0-1 fouled away from Paz. And it is nothing and 2 to the lefty bat. So Paz singled, stole second, later scored. 1 of 2 Brooklyn runs today. Both of them came all the way back in the bottom of the third. Arejua ahead, 0-2. And now he steps off. So Paz, Oviedo, and then Morabito. The 3 in the frame. And they will give a pitch clock violation to Arejula, the righty arm. So the count now, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seen that a couple times today. 1-2, swung on and missed. Paz chased a fastball away. So Arejula has struck out all 3 batters that he has faced since coming on in relief. Hudson Valley has 13 strikeouts as a staff so far today. And now Carlos Oviedo up with the bases empty and 1 away. I believe that was the first time today we've seen a pitch clock violation issued against a pitcher. First pitch, Oviedo nubs it foul. It's nothing and 1. We saw it a couple of times, including back-to-back batters for Brooklyn earlier on in the game. Just something that everyone's used to at this point. I'm not sure I'd call it routine, but certainly not uncommon. 0-1, Oviedo, high chopper, left side, shortstop Serna on a backhand, high throw, and Oviedo is safe. Well, he uncorked it and just put a little too much oomph behind it, if you will, and that allows Oviedo to reach on the E6, what is now the 4th Hudson Valley error of the day. Remember, the Renegades committed 3 last night. So Nick Morabito, Brooklyn leadoff man, up now with 1 on and 1 away. 2-1 Cyclone lead, and Brooklyn looking for more here in the home 7th. Arejula deals. Good breaking ball, but a little bit inside. Morabito watches it go by, and it is 1-0.
Hudson Valley now a league-worst 65 errors. You compare that with what Rome, who is second in the league, has done today. Committed six more than anybody else.
1-1 the count on Morabito. Called strike. Yeah, entering play today, not just the South Atlantic League, but Hudson Valley. Most errors committed in all of High A with 61. As a 1-1 misses inside, it is two balls and one strike. Fouled away down the right field line. It's 2-2. You zoom out a little bit further. All of minor league baseball, Hudson Valley fourth in the errors department with 61. Tampa, Yank single A affiliate, is committed 70. So A-level defense for Yankees affiliates has been a struggle through the first month and change of the 2024 campaign. 2-2 in the dirt, skips all the way to the backstop, and Oviedo takes second with no throw. Wild pitch against Arejula, who before allowing Oviedo to reach on the error, was sharp as could be. Three batters, three strikeouts, all of the swinging variety. Now he's got a full count on Morabito. And an insurance run in scoring position for Brooklyn. See where he goes here. 3-2. Morabito hits it on the ground right at the first baseman, Moylan, who scoops it up and taps on the bag with his left cleat for out number two. Oviedo does take third base in the process.
Hit it hard. Just an atom ball at Moylan. Did a good job turning himself into a goalie to keep it in front.
He didn't have to move all too much for it either, luckily for Moylan. Now it falls on De Los Santos, Jeffrey De Los Santos, to try to bring in that insurance. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, misses outside. And it's 1-0. Arejula comes set at the belt. 1-0 home. De Los Santos hits it sky high. Third base side. Romero ranging into foul ground. Now back into fair. He dropped it. Run home to score. And De Los Santos up to second base. Well, Romero tried to go underhand style, sort of basket catch, rather than reach up and get out in front of it. He sort of let the ball come to him rather than go out and get it, and it cost him.
And it almost ended up, I want to say, I don't know what protocol would have been in that situation. Landed on the fair side of the third base bag in the outfield, had Hudson Valley not touch that ball until it rolled into foul ground.
Right.
You see that a lot before it gets to third base. Never in the outfield.
So it is 3-1 Brooklyn. And now a first pitch fastball misses low to Junior Tillian. So De Los Santos credited with an RBI double. Presented by Barrel Smith Cocktails, put the barrel on the ball. 1-0 is a called strike. It's 1-1 to Junior Tillian. So De Los Santos does indeed get Brooklyn that insurance run. All he had to do was really hit a pop fly on the third base side to make it happen. 1-1. Skied to dead center. Chasing Medina back. Camps underneath and makes the catch to retire the side. But Brooklyn does put up one more in the home seventh. It's 3-1 Cyclones as we go to the eighth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Brett Banks, stay done. Jimmy Loper on in relief. So Banks only tosses the top of the seventh. He works a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Now Loper, Justin, trying to follow suit.
So Loper on for his second South Atlantic League and Cyclones appearance after debuting last week in Bowling Green. And the former Duke Blue Devils' first pitch in the dirt. And the count 1-0. Loper, the right-hander, 6'4", 215 pounds. From Chesapeake, Virginia, was born in Hawaii. 1-0. Fouled back. And the count 1-1 on Nelson Medina, 0-2. Couple of strikeouts in this ballgame. Numbers for Loper so far this year between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, 0-1. A 3.45 ERA. This is ninth appearance. As a called strike to Medina makes it 1-2. 15 hits, 15 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 22 strikeouts. Righty at the belt, the 1-2 pitch. And a curveball low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loper made his debut last Friday against Bowling Green. Gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in an inning and 2/3. 2-2 pitch. And Medina fouls it to the screen. Brett Banks, a scoreless 7th inning today. Struck out a couple of batters. Needed just 16 pitches to get through the inning. 2-2 outside. And it's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-1 Brooklyn here in the top of the 8th inning. Loper, among FSL relievers at the time of his promotion, first the 3-2 outside and low, ball 4. Just the 4th walk of the year allowed by Loper. Didn't miss by much with the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And now the Renegades with 1 on and nobody out. And back to the top of the lineup and Rock Reggio.
And Loper got to be careful here. Reggio represents the tying run. It's only a 2-run game.
Reggio, the old college teammate of Nolan McLean at Oklahoma State. Runner leads off first, and Reggio takes up and away for ball 1. Reggio, a single, a hit by pitch, 1-for-2 in the ballgame, has also stolen a base. Righty at the belt. 1-0. And Reggio takes low, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Loper, 16th round pick of the Mets in 2022 out of Duke. But among the FSL relievers with 14 or more innings, was 2nd in strikeout to walk rate, 2nd in walk, 7th in whip. As Reggio might have swung at ball 3, a back foot slider. And the count 2-1. Loper, not only a great ball player as an amateur, attended Hickory High School in Chesapeake, Virginia. 2-1, fouled away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was an outstanding swimmer at Hickory High School. Was all-conference first team and set the school record in the 400 medley relay. Medina leads off first, the 2-2. And a bit inside and low. And the count full. The But Hickory High School in Chesapeake, Virginia. Some Met fans might recognize that school. The payoff pitch, and Reggio fouls it back. Because who attended that high school in Virginia? None other than the captain himself, David Wright. Lugo playing back and off the line at third. And time called by the batter, Reggio. One on, nobody out in the eighth inning. Brooklyn nursing a two-run, 3-1 lead. Josh Hetchka up and throwing in the bullpen. Loper's payoff. And he got him. Chased the pitch in the dirt. No chance for Reggio to reach with first base occupied on the dirt ball. So Loper picks up his first strikeout. And there's one away in the eighth inning for Jared Cerna.
I mentioned earlier, Hudson Valley racking up the strikeouts with 13 from their pitchers. Now Cyclone pitchers have also hit double digits with 10.
Jared Cerna 0-3 in the ballgame. Couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to left center. Represents the tying run. Runner goes. Pitch in the dirt. Throw down by Oviedo. The tag. And De Los Santos couldn't hang on to it. So it's 1-0 on Cerna. But Nelson Medina steals his way into scoring position with one out.
I think if De Los Santos did hang on to it, he probably would have been out. But I'm not sure if it was sort of the runner in Medina who arrived simultaneously with the ball that sort of knocked it out of Jeffrey's glove.
Seventh stolen bag of the year for Medina as the 1-0 a bit up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Loper, fastball, curveball, slider. His three-pitch arsenal. Infield shifted for the righty batter Cerna to pull. Lugo hugging the line. The 2-0. Way high, and it's three balls and no strikes with the always dangerous Jesus Rodriguez waiting on deck. Quarter past one here in the East. Loper's 3-0, up and away ball four. So a couple of walks allowed by Loper in the inning. He's walked more in two full innings as a Cyclone than he did it in 14 frames in the FSL. And Gilbert Gomez out of the Cyclones' first base dugout, and he's going to make a call to the bullpen. Loper faces the minimum he is required to face and trying to protect a two-run lead. Gilbert Gomez going to make a call to the bullpen and bring in the stopper, Josh Hetchka. So the tying runs are on. The go-ahead run coming to the plate. It'll be Hetchka against Rodriguez, and we come back 3-1 Brooklyn in the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is Josh Hetchka who takes the spot of Jimmy Loper. Like you say, Justin, Loper faced three batters, went walk, strikeout, walk. Gilbert Gomez opting to go to Hetchka here with two on and one away, trying to preserve this two-run Brooklyn lead. It's 3-1.
In the thick of a playoff race in the first half, Every out and pitch important. As Josh Hetchka comes on, first pitch dribbled third base side, fielded by Hetchka. Off balance throw to first, and a great job by Gill to use both hands to make sure he squeezed it. The tying runs will advance to second and third. But one pitch and one out for Hetchka in the eighth inning for the designated hitter, Tyler Hartman. Hartman has walked, fly to center, and struck out today. He is 0 for 2. Hetchka the righty, 6'1", 190 pounds, 27 years old from the state of Michigan. Cyclones all-time leader in pitching appearances. Will work from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the first pitch, and Hetchka hits the top of the zone, 0-1. Hetchka last pitched on Saturday, tied a season high with two innings. Allowed a run on two hits, walked two, and struck out a season high, tying two. The 0-1, up and away, and the count even, a ball and a strike. Hetchka, 2.03 ERA this year. His 12th appearance does have a save. 11 hits and 13 in the third innings. The 1-1, swing and a miss, chase that rising slider. And the count 1-2. Hetchka out of Johns Hopkins University. Brilliant young man coming up with analytic stats in the bullpen during his free time. As time called by the batter Hartman. Yeah, him and Ben Simon during that road trip. Maybe even before then, coming up with a new stat for inherited runners. The 1-2 pitch, Hartman a high fly ball to right. Karell Paz drifting back, still drifting back, but over the shoulder makes the catch, and Hetchka does his job. He strands the tying runs aboard in the eighth inning.
Whatever that stat is, it's lower now, or higher, depending on how he calculates it.
I don't know. He and Ben Simon, infinitely smarter, especially in the math department, than I ever would hope to be. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Hetchka does his job. 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Luis Arejula back to work for the Renegades as Brooklyn will bring 4, 5, and 6 to the plate, looking to add to a 2-run lead, 3-1 our score. Hudson Valley a run in the first, haven't scored since. Brooklyn 2 in the third, an insurance run in the seventh. William Lugo 0-for-1, but has walked twice and brought in the go-ahead run with a walk in the third. Will be the batter to lead off the eighth inning. And Arejula's first pitch misses up and in. 1-0. Hudson Valley, 1 run, 4 hits, 4 costly errors. 6 runners left on base tonight as Lugo takes a strike. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 6. No action right now in Brooklyn's bullpen, so you would imagine Hetchka will get the ball to start the ninth. As Lugo takes the breaking ball down and away, 2-1. Series continues tomorrow 7:05 start on SNY. The 2-1 fouled away, 2-2. I'm going to have to ask Billy Harner if he knows when was the last time the Cyclones were officially live on SNY, because if you remember back in the early days of SNY, they'd be on every now and then during the summer when they were a short season team, as Lugo takes inside 3-2. Back when Gary Apple and Nelson Figueroa was on the call. The payoff pitch outside, he's walked again. Third walk today for William Lugo. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on to start the eighth inning. So here comes Wilfredo Lara, 1-for-3 with a base hit. But our coverage will start tomorrow on the TV side at the top of the 7 o'clock hour as Lara takes inside 1-0. Yordani Ventura will make his second start of the year for Brooklyn. 2-0 record, an ERA under 2.5. Throw back to first, and Lugo dives in. No listed starter yet for Hudson Valley. You imagine it'll be some form of a bullpen game, in large part because the scheduled starter for tomorrow's game, Jackson Fristo, ended up getting the start today with Baron Stewart scratched. Lara takes a strike. Nearing the bottom of the 1 o'clock hour in the East, 3-1 Brooklyn the pitch, and Lara, a sharp ground ball to short. Could be two on his second for one. Back to first, double play. Now the second time today, Wilfredo Lara has hit one hard, but on the ground right at somebody. And as a result, a 6-4-3 twin killing to erase the leadoff walk. Look ahead to the top of the ninth inning. Hudson Valley will have 5, 6, and 7 due up Avina, Romero, and Gabrielson. First pitch to Mateo Gill. Puts it in the air to center. Playable, though, back into his right, Medina, to make the grab. And the inning is over. So Arejula walks the leadoff man, but a double play and a fly ball to center squelches the rally. We head to the ninth here from Coney Island. Brooklyn trying to close out a fourth straight win. Josh Hetchka back to the bump. It's 3-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Josh Hetchka back on the bump as we head to the ninth inning on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. A reminder, everybody, today's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at PanoramaBusTours.com. Call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Chase Avina, Kiko Romero, Cole Gabrielson, the three due up in the ninth. And the first pitch to Avina is a breaking ball inside, 1-0. Avina, 1-for-3 with a base hit. Ground out and a strikeout since. 1-0 and a swing and a miss. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. 85 on the gun that time from Hetschka. Heaving a ball and a strike. Guy who's not going to blow it by you. As the 1-1 sails high. Two balls and a strike. But Hetschka, incredibly cerebral. Knows how to execute. Change speeds, locations. The 2-1. Outside, and it's three balls and a strike. Roddy kicks and the 3-1. Popped in the air. Shallow left center field, or rather right center field, in and to his left, I should say, Morabito. And over his left shoulder makes the catch for the first down of the ninth inning. Knew a left was involved there somewhere. Promise I know my directions, folks. At 32, you would hope I would. So one away in the ninth inning. And now Kiko Romero, 1-for-2 with a double today, is also struck out. Came on when Rafael Flores left with injury. And now Hetschka throws one up near the ear hole on that Matt Navy helmet. 1-0 on Romero, former Arizona Wildcat, the 1-0 pitch, and another high pop-up. Oviedo ditches the mask, but this out of play, it's even a ball and a strike. Romero, seventh-round pick of the Yankees last year, had a great career in the Pac-12, the 1-1. And Romero drives one in the air, deep right center field. Back into his left is Morabito. And again, Nick runs it down in the gap. And the Cyclones one out away from their fourth straight victory. Romero gave it a ride. Just hit it to the wrong part of the ballpark. And instead of extra bases, a 107-mile-an-hour, 393-foot out. So two down. And now Cole Gabrielson grounded out sharply to third in his only at-bat today. Came on for Garrett Martin. Shows bunt, lays it down beautifully, but can't keep it straight. Rolls foul towards the third base coach's box. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game 3 in this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out right here on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Mets and Guardians already underway at Progressive Field as it's a ground ball back to the mound. Hetschka from atop the rubber throws to first in time, and you can celebrate a fourth straight Cyclones victory. Josh Hetschka comes on and records the final five outs in order to pick up his second save of the season. Your final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. And the Hudson Valley Renegades won. So now the Cyclones have won. The Mets have a 1-0 lead in Cleveland. And now you can start slowly diverting your attention to what's going on SNY with Gary Cohen and company. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we come back, we'll have the recap report for you. Brooklyn matches their longest winning streak of the season and move back to 3 games over .500 at 22-19. The happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, coming up next on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. I think they just missed Cade Morris with the Gatorade shower up along the first base line. Great job by Johnny Adamowicz. Down on the field with a post-game interview, Cade Morris, the first win of his professional career this afternoon as he gets the W in his High A and Cyclones debut. Brooklyn a 3-1 winner this afternoon. They improved to 22-19. Hudson Valley with the loss dropping down to 500 at 19-19. Welcome back to Maimonides Park on the recap report alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, who's making his way back atop the press box area. Brooklyn a 3-1 winner here today. So after Brooklyn had dropped a season-long five straight, their longest losing streak in over a year, the Cyclones have answered right back with four consecutive victories and will have a chance to make it a season-best five straight on regional television tomorrow night. But before we talk about tomorrow, let's look back at today and the game that was here between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Cade Morris against Jackson Fristo to start. And it was a strong start for Cade Morris. Got Rock Reggio to pop up to third. Struck out Jared Serna. But then Jesus Rodriguez singled to left. Tyler Hardman walked. And that brought up Jay Savino with a chance to give Hudson Valley its first lead of the series. Gray this afternoon. 0-1 from Morris. It's a line drive into right field. That's down for a base hit. Rounding third, heading the plate is Rodriguez. The throw in from Paz goes to third, not in time. So the two-out walk comes back to burn Morris. An RBI single for Jay Savina, his 19th RBI, and Hudson Valley takes a 1-0 lead. So Jay Savina, who has held hitless in the opening game of the series, comes through with an RBI single to give Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. But Rafael Flores would fly out to center to end the inning. Remained a 1-0 game all the way until the third. With one out, Karel Paz singled and stole second after Carlos Oviedo struck out. Nick Morabito came to the plate, and what unfurled was one of the weirdest plays in this ball game and one of the weirder plays you'll see or hear all season long.
Listen, the series, 0 for 5 yesterday, 0 for 1 today. Pitch. Morabito hits a comebacker through the middle for a base hit. Paz gets the wave around home. Here comes the throw from center. Not in time. The catcher Flores could not catch it. It went all the way behind him. Now the ball gets kicked out down the left field line. They booted it around. And as a result, Paz, or rather Morabito, all the way up to third base. But the attention turns to the catcher Flores. A weird sequence. I think Flores might have got hurt mid-play on the throw-in from center.
Yeah, no, that was indeed a weird play, as Johnny said. Flores, the catcher, had already been banged up after getting a foul ball flush off the mask earlier in the inning. But Jackson Fristo's throw down to second base to try and get Morabito advancing to second hit the catcher Flores in the back of his helmet and ricocheted off the side. The side checkerboard screen and rolled up the line. That's how Morabito ended up at third base. Flores left the ball game and unfortunately obviously did not return to the contest today. However, did return to the dugout during the ball game, so glad that Flores was able to rejoin his teammates after that scary situation in the bottom of the third. So Morabito tied the game. And then after Jeffrey De Los Santos walked, Junior Tillian walked, and then William Lugo walked to force in a run. And that gave Brooklyn a 2-1 advantage. Stayed that way all the way until the sixth inning. Hudson Valley threatening Jesus Rodriguez. Went past through the sixth inning. Cade Morris was outstanding through those six frames. One run, seven strikeouts. Brooklyn, though, able to get a run of insurance in the seventh inning in that frame with one out. Carlos Oviedo reached on a throwing error. He would take second on a wild pitch, and after advancing to third on a ground out, Jeffrey De Los Santos also took advantage of a wild play.
Arejula comes set at the belt, 1-0 home. De Los Santos hits it sky high, third base side. Romero ranging into foul ground, now back into fair, he dropped it. Run home to score, and De Los Santos up to second base. Well, Romero tried to go underhand style, sort of basket catch, rather than reach up and get out in front of it. He sort of let the ball come to him rather than go out and get it, and it cost him.
Yes, indeed it did. It was a wild play because the ball rolled into foul ground after being in fair territory, made contact with a couple of Renegade players before it went into foul ground. And sometimes you see that play happen before third base. The ball rolled foul, or before it gets to first base, rolls foul. If you don't touch it, it's a foul ball. But when it's past that third base bag, it's a little bit different. And obviously some contact from Hudson Valley players helping the cause, as De Los Santos credited with a pop-up RBI double to make it a 3-1 ball game. And then Hudson Valley threatening in the eighth inning, got the tying runs on base with a walk to Medina, a walk to Jared Serna after a ground out from Jesus Rodriguez against Josh Hetchka moved the runners to second and third. It was Tyler Hardman with a chance to give Hudson Valley some more cushioning. Coming up with a new stat for inherited runners. The 1-2 pitch, Hardman a high fly ball to right. Karel Paz drifting back, still drifting back, but over the shoulder makes the catch. And Hetchka does his job. He strands the tying runs aboard in the eighth inning. Yeah, Hetchka came on for Jimmy Loper, strand those tying runs aboard into the ninth inning. Brooklyn would get Hudson Valley to go in order in the ninth as the Cyclones win it this afternoon by a final of 3-1. How about Cade Morris, his first South Atlantic League victory, his first victory of his professional career. In his Cyclones debut, six innings, a run, four hits, a walk, seven strikeouts today. The loss to Jackson Fristo, he drops to 0-2, gave up two runs on two hits in three innings, walked four, struck out a season-high tying five. Josh Hetchka, his second save, five up, five down, no walks, no Ks in his effort today. Final line score, Hudson Valley, one run, four hits, four errors, they left six. Brooklyn, three runs, five hits, no errors. They left six as well. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a great crowd of screaming youngsters, 4,473 the attendance today. And Johnny Gadamowicz back up here at Maimonides Park at the press box level after talking with Cade Morris. Johnny, how was it talking with Cade down there?
It was
after
great.
Picked up
it was
his
great.
First victory.
He looked really happy, just happy to be here. Obviously went out there and performed. It was interesting. I asked him how much did that first inning kind of set the tone for the rest of the day, and he said, yeah, that was big, you know, to put a couple guys on, but bear down, get out of it, really kind of set the foundation for what turned out to be a really stellar start for him as the Cyclones now win their fourth in a row. They drop Hudson Valley to their fourth straight loss. And that will give you a check of the out-of-town scoreboard here before we say so long on this Wednesday afternoon. First, we'll give you a look at some Mets affiliates. Plenty of games underway right now, including the red-hot Syracuse Mets, who have scored 10 runs up until this point. They lead Scranton Wilkes-Barre 10-7 in the top of the eighth. I think Syracuse has won something like 8 of their last 10, if I'm not mistaken, and they have scored 10 runs so far on this Wednesday. Not the same case for St. Lucie. They trail Clearwater 7-4 right now in the bottom of the seventh. St. Lucie does have 7 hits, but they've allowed Clearwater to score 7 runs on 9 hits, so they've got some work to do if they want to emerge victorious. And the Florida Complex League Mets, with a very solid day offensively so far, 9 runs on 8 hits. They lead the FCL Cardinals 9-1 right now through four innings. Only night game as far as the Mets affiliates and really Mets organization as a whole is concerned, with the Mets themselves playing this afternoon. That would be Binghamton tonight on the road in Reading. Nolan McLean expected to make his Double-A pitching debut when the Rumble Ponies go toe-to-toe with the Fightin' Phils. That one gets underway at 6:45. You can tune in to our friends Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine calling that one as McLean is set to make his Double-A pitching debut just after, a couple days just after getting promoted to Double-A. As far as the South Atlantic League is concerned here on this Wednesday, we'll give you a peek at the scoreboard there before we say so long. Again, a couple of day games as well. Wilmington and Rome underway down in Georgia. It is the Blue Rocks, a 2-1 lead on top of the Emperors, and shouldn't really come as a surprise. You go back to that theme earlier, what we were talking about, North Division teams having success and not quite the same for some of the teams in the Southern Division. Well, it is the Northern Wilmington Blue Rocks beating the Southern Rome Emperors right now, 2-1 in the top of the eighth. Greenville and Greensboro right now drive on top of the Grasshoppers, 10-5, bottom of the fifth. Everything else tonight, Asheville and Hickory, Bowling Green meets Winston-Salem, and then finally Jersey Shore and Aberdeen close out the slate at 7:05. But Brooklyn and Hudson Valley back at it tomorrow night. All night games the rest of the way outside of Sunday, 2 o'clock Sunday start, but 7:05 I should say tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Friday, and then our final evening contest of the series will be a 6 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. Justin, Cyclones have momentum on their side ever since closing the road trip with two straight wins. Now they open this homestand with back-to-back victories as well.
And some really good pitching performances to boot. First 18 innings of this series, Brooklyn pitchers have allowed just two runs as opposed to 10 runs scored so far by the Cyclone offense. And boy, has Brooklyn been good at home this year. 14-6 now on the year. Only one team has earned more wins at home in the South Atlantic League this year, and that's a team Brooklyn trying to chase down right now. That is Jersey Shore. Right now, Cyclones a game and a half back of first place. Right now, alone in third, Greensboro and Jersey Shore tied atop the North Division. Our series continues tomorrow night on SNY and the Cyclones Radio Network. Our coverage will start at 6:50 Eastern Time leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch. Your Donnie Ventura will get the ball for Brooklyn, his second start of the year, 2-0, a 2.42 ERA, gave up one run in 3 2/3 innings in his first start of the year in Game 2 of last Thursday's doubleheader against Bowling Green. No listed starter yet for Hudson Valley. Their original probable starter was Jackson Fristo. Obviously, he will not go tomorrow as he pitched in today's ball game. Barron Stewart, a late scratch, so stay tuned to the Cyclones social media channels, BrooklynCyclones.com, for updates regarding who will be the starter for Hudson Valley tomorrow on SNY. That'll do it for us here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app. We thank you for joining us on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, that is Stephen Cohen, general manager Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager Billy Harner, our entire crew in the control room, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and the like. And as always, for my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your afternoon from Coney Island. Again, your final tally today, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3, the Hudson Valley Renegades 1. Brooklyn has matched their longest winning streak of the season at 4. We hope to have you with us again on television and on the radio tomorrow night. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Good night from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.